Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to Soul Purpose Healing and the Rainbow Coalition, the Rock Medicine Women. You're listening to The Awakening by Blue Chip Orchestra, the sounds of our Native American heritage. Beautiful, beautiful sounds that remind us that we are multidimensional beings with a rich, rich ancestry. So thank you for joining us tonight. We are excited that we're expecting to hear from our sister AZ, and we're also going to be talking about a broken oath, the Hippocratic Oath that has been broken in our society, and what we can do to fix it. And Mama AZ is going to give us one solution tonight, I hope, of fixing the Hippocratic Oath. The Hippocratic Oath comes from the Greek physician by the name of Hippocrates, and he's remembered for that oath, which took place years ago, back in B.C., actually. But this man was so famous and so revolutionary when he began to practice medicine, there was a school of medicine that was called the Sanidian School, but their approach to medicine had some serious flaws. And this school considered the body, the human body, to be merely a collection of isolated parts, and they saw diseases manifesting in one organ or body part, and that it affected only that part and no other part of the body was actually being considered. So they only treated one part of the body. Does that sound familiar? This was back in B.C., Greek times. Their system of diagnosis was very subjective, looked at the symptoms related to the patient, and ignored the disease, the objective signs of the disease. And Hippocrates, on the other hand, believed that the human body functioned as one unified organism, and it had to be treated in health and disease as one coherent, integrated whole. So today we have physicians all over the world practicing under this Hippocratic Oath, which is he's most remembered for this oath, Hippocrates, because he set such a high ethical standard. And the provisions for this earth, one key principle of Hippocrates was first do no harm. But how many pharmaceutical drugs are used today that are creating mucho harmful negative side effects. And if you go to a doctor's office today, you usually don't leave without a prescription. So we are under not the Hippocratic Oath, but the pharmaceutical drug oath. So we're going to be talking about that on the show tonight. And this show, Rainbow Coalition of Rock Medicine Women, we are dealing with NDD, Nature Deficit Disorder, and understanding where we are in the broken Hippocratic Oath. We want to fix the oath. We want you to start becoming conscious, listeners. It is the season to raise consciousness, because when you read about the history of Hippocrates and the holistic nature of this man thousands and thousands of years ago even, and yet the current medical system is not following his philosophy on holistic practice. And we want to tonight get into some of the new medicine that can help you listeners take charge of your health and ignore the Hippocratic Oath, which is really hypocrisy in the medical system, and begin to appreciate the awesome body that the Creator has given us, and begin to appreciate and listen to what you are assigned to do on this earth as part of your healing, instead of listening to men and women who are wearing white coats and not and have broken the Hippocratic Oath and are under the pharmaceutical oath. So I see my sister AZ is on the line, and so I'm going to welcome my sister AZ, who has been traveling across the country, and we want to know where she is and what she's doing. Are you there, AZ?
Yeah, yes, ma'am. Sister, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you? Where are you? What's going on?
I'm over here. I'm going to say this. I'm having an orgasm because I'm in nature. I'm over here at my most favorite place. I'm over here at one of my most favorite places, sister. And then you gotta hurry up. You gotta come on over here tomorrow so that I can take you to Pettigrew State Park, where I had my first walkabout. And sister, I'm up here at Mother's Ford V, and there are these beautiful, beautiful young people. What you doing? Oh, my little brother, don't put me on camera like that. Oh, bless your heart, you can record my voice. But anyway, oh, sister, there are these beautiful, beautiful young people that are hanging out with Mama AZ, and they're young babies, and they are off the freaking chain in a good way, and they are sharing this walkabout with me, sister. I feel like crying. I am so tired. However, I am so happy. I'm up here in Alton, Virginia, Mothers for the Earth. I've been working like a banshee on steroids or whatever, clearing this land. And these godfathers that made that journey, they are so happy. I just couldn't tell you. I swear to God. Okay, I'll calm down. Anyway.
That's exciting.
Sister, you have got to come, because we have got to move this world, sister. Just an inch, if that. I'm serious. And I'm here with these young, beautiful people. And if it's okay with you, I'd like to put them on the blog talk to introduce themselves and their journey here at the cabin, Mother for the Earth.
Great.
I'm serious.
That's awesome.
She has a heart attack. I just don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't know what to do. I don't know how to act. Like Hammer says, can't touch this. So I'm going to pass this to Howard first, and then his fiance, which is pretty late. One moment, please, sister. Go ahead, brother. That's Sister Beata of Rock Medicine Women.
Hey, Sister Beata. My name is Howard Thompson. And I'm
Hi,
down
Howard.
Here with Mama. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. Nice to meet you. Go ahead.
I'm nice to meet you, too. I'm down here with Mama AZ. South of Medicine Wheel for Bonfire. Been out here out in the nature for about two weeks. And I know it's wonderful for us and, like, give us strength, but just, like, coming from the city to, like, out here in the wilderness, you know, trying to get back with that connection with nature.
Mm-hmm.
It's been difficult, but I'm staying strong and just fighting through it. Because I know at the end, if I just hold my ground and stay with nature, she gonna reveal what she has to offer for me. And so I'm just having a great time and a great experience and meeting great people on my journey in life.
Now, Howard, let me ask, where are you from?
I'm from Shirley, North Carolina.
Shirley? How far is that from Alton?
Like 3 hours.
Wow. And so you drove up there to set up the medicine wheel or just to be out in nature?
I was already, like, down here, like I said, like 2 weeks ago. And then so she happened to come down here. And then, like, so at first, like, I had my stuff packed up, about ready to head back home. And then when she was out here and explained to me what's going on and what she was doing, I found it very interesting and just made me want to stay and just fucking learn more and just experience, and I'm glad I stayed.
And what kind of profession do you work in back home?
Well, I believe I'm a minister.
Okay.
And, like, as far as, like working a job at, like a place, you know, I don't do such. But I'm still, like, finding my innocent position and my role in this world. And so I just want to become an entrepreneur. Like, I'm going to start at, like, selling like healing products, therapeutic formulas for people who have AIDS, cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, arthritis, lupus. And it's all coming from the great works of Ardis Hansen, Body Ecology. So I just come down here, just want to learn and help build and spread the word.
Wow. That's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. And did you grow up in the city?
Yes, ma'am. Since I was, like, probably, like, 14 years old, we kind of moved, like, kind of to the outskirts of the city. And so it was, like, just pine trees and just, like, a clean atmosphere, quiet, peace. And so, like, I was kind of there, but not really in nature, though. But I was always, but growing up, I always like rivers, streams, such things like that.
So Howard is your first name?
Yes, ma'am.
And that's my maiden name, Howard. So no coincidences. And you are such an answered prayer, my brother, because as much as I want to be up there with my sister, I have a business and I have a commitment next month. I have to go to Chicago and take care of my 90-year-old dad for a week. And with having a business, I've had to move clients around, and I just haven't been able to get on a plane and fly up there. As much as I want to go up there and help, I was just praying that the Most High, Yahuwah Most High, would send her help. And there you are. So, you know, things are working out according to plan anyway, as much as, you know, I've been, like, trying to figure out how can I, you know, get up there and help. And it just wasn't happening. And I said, okay, I need you to send my sister some help. I need you to send her some help. She is not going to be up there by herself. And Howard, my maiden name, is there to help. It's like you already there to help, waiting for her, huh?
Right.
So you, and you know, Howard, you're right where you're supposed to be. It's like you don't need a corporate job right now, because everything that you just shared with us, your desire, your passion, to heal people of all these diseases, which is what I'm doing as well in a different way. I'm doing the holistic work here in this Orlando area. That's the season we are in. The universe is calling the healers. The universe is preparing the healers to come out and get out of the corporate jobs, get out of the city, go to the country, learn how to grow food, learn how to grow herbs, learn how to build medicine wheels. And so you are right where you're supposed to be, and I'm just so grateful to have an opportunity to hear you and hear about what you're doing. And I congratulate you for being in the right place at the right time.
And sister, his fiance, Miss Sierra, she's a beautiful healer as well. And I would love
wow.
for her to share what little she wants or as much as she wants with you, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, let's hear from her. We got all this help up there in Virginia. Holly, that's an answered prayer. Hallelujah.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Sierra Signal.
Sierra Signal. What a beautiful name. Oh, my goodness. And why are you in Virginia right now?
Well, when I first got down here, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. So being here kind of gave me an outlook on what I wanted to do with my life as far as, you know, like as a career, which is, you know, I've always wanted to like do hair. So when I got down here, I met a lady and she introduced me to making soap. So I kind of tied that in, like, make my own natural hair care line and, you know, beauty products and stuff like that.
Okay. Now, when you say you've always wanted to do hair, are you talking about melanin-type curly hair?
Natural hair.
Braids and that kind of thing?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And you know how much that's needed today?
I do not.
You do not? Sierra, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes, I can hear you. You don't know how much that's needed today?
No, I do not.
I'll tell you why, because in the melanin community, we have what some men are calling a psychosis. You know what the word psychosis means?
Yes, ma'am.
So, in fact, there's one. Someone sent me a Facebook video of Tommy Sotomayor. I think that's how you pronounce his name. And this man was just going on and on, ranting about black women and their false hair, and that he was ranting about some car that he came upon where a woman was doing 24-hour weave delivery, and the man was just so upset about this. And I thought it was funny on the one hand, but he said, black women have a psychosis. And he was going on, and it just hit me. That word, I had never even thought about that word or ever used it, but it just, when I walk around and see the state of hair in our earth, in our country, there's something that we need to do, those of us who are conscious. And what you want to do and what you're doing with natural products, we need help. We need help with how to manage this curly hair. Are you seeing that that need out there?
I see myself because I actually transitioned to natural hair. I've been natural for a little over a year now.
Uh-huh.
It was a year in April, so I've been kind of trying to figure out which products work best for my hair.
Right, right.
And I'm still searching because I haven't really found it.
Yeah, and there's one that I use I could recommend, Talija Wajid. Have you heard of her?
Yes, I think I have a hair oil by that name?
She has a large line of natural products, and she's from Atlanta. I went to one of the natural hair shows there. But I'm just saying that to say there's such a need for that because we've got to start having maybe seminars or workshops on helping women, melanin women, women with curly hair, to love themselves again, to love their hair. Because some of the things they're doing is just like the guy said, it's psychosis. This is deep stuff. And anyway, I just want to congratulate you. You're right where you're supposed to be. It's really nice that the two of you are traveling together and on a journey to come against nature deficit disorder. We call it on this show NDD. It's called nature deficit disorder. Because so many people are out of touch, not just with their natural hair, but with their environment, their natural environment, both inside and out. And so what your fiancé is doing is so important to help people love their internal environment again, and then that's where the healing will come. All these diseases that he named are part of the NDD, the nature deficit disorder, that we are not loving our natural selves inside and out. And so the two of you, it just sounds like the two of you could have a very powerful ministry together to come against the nature deficit disorder. And I think being there with Sister AZ is just like a beginning course for you on spirituality. This is a spiritual work that she's doing with the mineral people that will set up the environment that people need to get back to nature and to heal the NDD. So I thank you so much, Sierra and Howard, for being there. And please listen to your intuition. Listen to the voice of your creator as you're there to determine how long you need to be there and exactly what you need to learn and grasp there. I'm sure that's what you're doing. So I hope you're enjoying every minute of it.
I am.
Good. Oh, that's awesome. I was there a couple of months ago, I think. I've lost track. I had an awesome time with Seven. She's an amazing woman. And we had seven sisters. There were eight of us, which was very significant. We had eight sisters there for a weekend, traveling through the woods, journeying to the lake, in the rain, in the mud, in the forest, and it was just such an amazing adventure because that place is very spiritual in so many ways. And between Seven and Art, they're just the perfect hostess and host. So thank you so much for sharing your journey thus far, and hopefully you can come back on the show and give us an update on what you're doing after this one, after this chapter, huh? This is just a chapter of your life, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So when you go back, what are your plans when you go back to your home?
Well, right now, I don't really plan on going back.
You're not going back?
Well, I guess my journey is to, find a new home, start a new home.
Uh-huh.
In nature.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. We'll have to see how it all turns out.
Sure. I'll be praying for you to get the perfect guidance and to be blessed and to prosper in whatever you do, may you prosper. And just have passion about whatever you're doing and help. Have a heart to help others. I think you both have that heart, it sounds like. And you will prosper. You will be blessed because the season is so ripe for people like you to rise up and help other people to come against nature deficit disorder and get in touch with who they really are by becoming natural beings. So thank you, and all the best to you and Howard.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Sister?
Yeah, so AZ, how's your journey thus far? I mean, how's your stay thus far?
It's excellent, sister. I did not realize how drained I was being out in Arizona that long and facing the challenges that, you know, were brought to me. I know I created that to learn the lessons that were necessary. Sister, you have no idea of how grateful I am for every moment. I sometimes I have no idea of one mile after the other mile. I just push forward. Don't know what may happen. Whatever I've been taught, time, the angels, the ascended master, everyone has my back. I've been to places where people have bought me food, just a number of phenomenal things have been provided to show me that I'm the point. And I'm doing my best not to doubt, because I came here to do this, and whatever I need is being provided, because I'm telling you, sister, it's not too many people, human beings, especially women, that can do this assignment.
Yeah.
And when I look over everything, I'm thinking to myself, wow, I don't need to know everything down to the last detail, because I wouldn't step up to the plate, sister. I wouldn't step up to the plate because I'd be too scared, you know. Like, no, I ain't. So I have to stay focused and just trust that the Most High has my back. The people that I need are there. Whether I see them or not, it doesn't matter. And just the fact that I decided to take a 8 hour out of the way to go up 81, it was so much food in nature that was given to me, sister. That was given to me. I just like, wow. What is it that we can do to teach the melanated population of people that this is very important to your well-being, your sanity, and the whole nine yards to trees, green. Arizona, where I was, sister, I'm just grateful that I'm not here right now. I'm abundantly grateful.
Well, that's interesting. You took a different route, you say, and there were just fruit. There was vegetables and fruit growing on that route, and people were giving it to you. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that. I'm not joking, sister. It was 81 going up to Roanoke. I cut off in Knoxville, Virginia, and went to, I picked up 81 after Knoxville. And that was a very, very sacred and spiritual journey for me. It really was. Yes, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I listened. I listen, and I'm thinking, like, I don't have the money to do this. I'm the gas, and this is 8 hours out of my way. It was too late. It was too late. I said, okay,
I'm going to hang to see. And there were very interesting people that were on my path, sister, to say the least.
Mm.
And I'm just like, Creator, this is what you want me to see.
Yeah.
And I'm serious, sister, and wherever I went, somebody gave me food. It's like, okay, and you need to rest. Why don't you just stay a moment? Because I was looking like the homeless person from the lagoon or something, you know. But like, all right, and I'm serious, sister. I'm like, give thanks, Most High. Give thanks. Give thanks.
Yes, and, yes, I give thanks because as I was telling Howard and his fiance, I was just trying to work out a way to make a journey up there, but I just got frustrated, and then I realized that, you know how the Spirit just wants us to calm down, take a chill pill, as you always say, and then I just began to pray. I just began to pray what about my concern was that you would be provided for, that you would get the help you need, and that you would be in peace, and that you would be strengthened. You know, I started just giving out in the spirit what I was wanting to help with in the physical and the natural. And that's what we have to do sometimes. It's like we don't have to be in a place where we think we can be the most help. We just have to send angels. We have to call on those angels to go and do what needs to be done, and have the right people there to help and to do the work. And hallelujah, that's an answered prayer. So I feel a lot better and so grateful how our Creator answers our prayers.
Yes. On this journey, I'm learning a lot of that. I truly am. And how to just be quiet.
Yeah.
And know that no matter what, I was supposed to take this journey alone. No one but the Most High and others were to be with me. No human on this planet was to accompany me.
Mm-hmm.
I understand it. I get it. I get it. I got it. I got that. And I'm like, wow, wow. So
yeah, we are learning to trust in what we don't see with our natural eyes.
Yes.
It's
yes,
so powerful when the angels show up and the help comes. Just by thinking, you know, I'm getting to the place now where I can just think about a manifesting something and it happens.
Excellent.
We have such powerful, that's the beauty. That's what I was wanting to talk about, the Hippocratic Oath that has been broken. And we have to get into a place where we use our mind and our power, the power of intuition and call on our angels and manifest things that we need to manifest. And the help we need, we have to call on help that's not seen.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about, sister. Most definitely. And a lot of that going on, you know, a lot of that on this journey. And I just say, all ready now. I'm learning. So I would just get up and be quiet and listen.
Yeah. So are the three of you in the cabin where the medicine wheel is?
We're sitting out here by the sacred fire.
Okay.
That these young people have created. But I'll be in the cabin tonight, and if they want to come in and sleep, that will be just fine. So the skeeters, but it's nasty, man. If these skaters are relentless.
Yeah.
You know, they are relentless, but that's all good. This, their home. It's their turf. And so
you got your mosquito repellent, right?
Well, actually, I do, so I deal with it. And that's just the name of that tune right now. I don't know where it is. Once I got those Godfathers in there and sister in that truck, I just started throwing stuff everywhere because that's just how tired I was. I will be sending you some pictures of them if you already have not gotten them.
No, I haven't gotten any pictures.
Okay, I'll send you some tomorrow because after this show, I am going to be resting. I've been working nonstop with chopping and clearing what I can clear so that the medicine spiral will, you know, be pronounced.
Now, have you unloaded already?
Yes, ma'am, the Godfathers are out of there. They told me you cannot be leaving to go anywhere until we get off the truck.
Right.
Let's hit it now. Let's do this.
Yeah.
And so the young brother came, Brother Howard, and assisted me. I got up at 4, and I just slowly started moving them one by one.
Mm.
However, I think it was maybe about 9 or so, something like that, that Howard came, and he assisted me in a most beautiful way. And my sister and her tribe came last night and got all of these ones out. I think Howard assisted as well. But I had them everywhere, in the floorboards, in the cab of that truck. I mean, sister, they were everywhere. They were even under my foot. And I drove like that. And so they're out now. They're out of Dodge. They're out of that truck. And
they're in their home.
They're in their home. They're in their home. And it was so many, I was not able to bring all of them. So we're going to have to create an ingenious way to get them here to their next home, period.
You mean the ones in Arizona?
The ones in Arizona, sister. It was a lot. It was a lot. That truck was so weighted down, it was the tires, the frame was down to the ground.
Oh my!
And I had to be mindful of how I was traveling, because gas, oh my God! And then I had to creep. I had to make sure that I was not speeding, because I did not want any challenges at all. That's what I did. I just went 50 miles an hour to get these here. And we made it, sister.
Hallelujah. When you arrange the medicine wheel, do you do that as you take the stones off, or do you just take them off and then arrange them? How does that process work?
No, ma'am. It's a process of cleaning, weed eating, because the vegetation has grown up so high, and you just get your weed whacker, your rake, your hoe, and go to work. And so,
and you've done that already, or you still have to do that?
I still have to do one. The medicine spiral is in motion, meaning these boulders, that was brought here by me are ready to be in place.
Uh-huh.
So the gentleman from Sahasapal, Joseph, he was instrumental in doing the first one. So I'm just waiting patiently until he can advise me of how to put it together.
Okay. Is he coming up there?
I'm not sure. I called him today to let him know that the Godfathers are there. I'm really not
okay.
sure yet. Depends on how
okay.
his spirit
yeah.
operates.
How far away is he?
He's about 2 hours.
Okay, that's not bad.
Mm-mm.
Not
Mm-mm.
bad at all. Not bad at all.
No,
so how long do
no.
you anticipate being there?
Sister, I really need to be out of here with the quickness because of the situation of things. I really do. So I'll be able to reach back at you tomorrow, and I will...
All right. Well, we give thanks for your safe journey, and we give thanks that for the help that you've received thus far. More to come, more to come.
Yes.
And
yes.
the prayers
yes.
continue to go out and up because the work's not finished.
Well, being here at Body Ecology, Sister, is just a phenomenal blessing. It
mm-hmm.
really, truly is.
Yeah, all those
so,
trees.
Yes, yes, the earth, everything.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
The one thing that stays in my mind about that place is that as we were walking through the woods and on the trails, we kept eating the wild berries. And even after being out there for a couple of hours, those berries were so filling. It was like that was so nourished, the most nourishing food that I've ever had that stayed with me for such a long time. You know, you weren't even hungry after eating those wild berries. So I really do treasure that experience and to know that, boy, I better grow some wild berries because that's some powerful food. Very
powerful.
Wow,
I'm going to look
into
that.
Yeah, they're on the trail, one of those trails from the house. There were just berries everywhere. And we would stop and eat those berries and then keep going and stop and eat. And then we were out there a couple hours, more than we had intended, and there wasn't even any hunger. So I think the whole atmosphere, when you're out in nature like that, you're always getting nourished by the trees
yes.
and the plants and
yes.
The animals that are there, the bugs, everything is nourishing you to be one with the environment.
Yes, yes. And you see, sister, when I'm out here like this, one cannot overstand how I can keep going like the bunny rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. Even I look
yeah.
at me, myself, and I, my mini self and I, how can I do this, you see? So
yeah.
I'm soaking up everything that gives me the time to do this. It's vital for our well-being.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Mhm. Mhm. Yes, very much so. Things are changing and shifting, and you better know how to live in with nature. So we're planning to. The Blog Talk family is planning to build a solar house in November. So that's what's in the works for the. LA and his It's My House Solar Village program. He's promoting that, and we're planning a field trip. So we have about 3 people so far signed up, and our mission
yeah.
is to
yeah.
travel to Jasper and build a tiny house made and that
oh my God.
Works on solar only.
Oh, sister, wonderful. wonderful. Oh, I would love for this little brother that is presently sitting here to be a part of that. We'll find out all the logistics and
yeah.
what have you. Wow, that is awesome.
Yeah,
that's
so
awesome.
You can share. We're going to be promoting it for the next, well, month at least, in 2 months. Because it just, it's time. It's time. It needs to be done. And L.A. has a passion for that anyway, to build tiny houses and solar and put solar panels up and all that. So he's going to teach us how to do that. And then each one can do their own, go back to their own location. We even have some folks from Texas who want to come up and learn. So if the brother's interested, you know, maybe we can help him get here, or, you know, help him and motivate him.
Oh, he's already saying, hey, Sister Viata, just one moment, please, ma'am.
Hey, Sister Viata.
Hey. Yeah.
All right, yeah. But, like, what had popped in my mind, though, was that, like, just for people, like, with, like, just, like, they got the idea of building the solar houses, and then just, like, with art, you know, got his program and what he doing, and just like Mama AZ, you know what I'm saying, got her, you know, her program going. I believe, like, people should start tithing to that, you know what I'm saying, and like, because everyone have a good cause, but, you know, we need finances to back it up. So, like, if
right.
everybody could, you know what I'm saying, like, donate to this group 1 week, pay tithes to this group 1 week, and pay tithes to a group, you know what I'm saying, another week. And I believe it's the way we can really build and expand if we all just start coming together and pinching in for everybody's mission and vision.
That's so interesting that you bring that up, because we have another sister on our Blog Talk family who's doing just that. Naima Latif is her name. And she has started this campaign to have everyone donate $10. I'm not sure if it's every week or monthly or whatever, but having these her listeners donate $10, and then the group decides who gets those funds after a few months, which program, which ministry, whatever should benefit from the collection of those funds, and then it keeps going. So that those who have the greatest need will be rewarded from those contributions. So, yeah, you're right on point with that idea, is that if we can organize and get a collection going and then use those funds to help everyone, to help each one build
right.
their own business, or build, if they want to build a house, we look into, you know, all those things that are need to be done, and then contribute to it as a family, as a social capital group, we call it. So yeah, you're right on target with that.
Right, and like, if y'all could work out something to help me get down there, I'm more than thankful to go, and I would love to attend.
All right. Well, be sure and get your Mom AZ your contact information, because she's the connector. She has connected more people to do these projects and get things done, and who have the same mind to work and share and come together to get things done. So, yeah, let's stay connected. There's no accident that you're meeting her, and she's a big facilitator for connecting the right people to the right projects and then getting things done. So thank you. I appreciate your enthusiasm for that.
Well, yeah, you know she's powerful. She made me stay when I was in the process of leaving to go back to my baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, she
said. Yeah, it's, you know what? She just stirred up something that was already in you.
Right.
You know, you're right. just doing what is, yeah, what naturally is coming forth. You're just doing what you wanted to do internally anyway. You just needed a little motivation and a little push.
Right.
Yeah, that's what we're all. That's what we're all in that process of being motivated and internally first, and then working it out on the outside. So congratulations. You're becoming very conscious.
All right. Thank you. Here she goes.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Sister Viata?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I give thanks, sister. I am going to have to sign off at this
All right.
moment.
Okay.
And, sister, I will reach back at you tomorrow when we're done with the Tree of Life medicine wheel. That's the other that you did not see. And this little brother is going to help me weeding around it. So I'm very
Hallelujah.
Grateful.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
well, thank
ma'am.
You very much. We love you. Get some rest. And we will talk to you soon. Yah's blessings be upon you and give you strength and restore every single cell in your body to newness of life. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
I will take that TD bank. Thank
you.
All
right.
Sister.
All right. Bless you, my dear. Love you.
Shalom. Love us.
Shalom. Now, I'm going to continue with some information. I'm going to summarize the breaking of the Hippocratic Oath and how we can be restored and fix this Hippocratic or Oath. Because one of the things I've learned on my journey is about German New Medicine. German New Medicine is a teaching by Dr. Reike Hammer, who is a German physician, mm-hmm. who spent more than 30 years perfecting the teaching that the human body is fully capable of dissolving tumors and ulcers without the help mm-hmm. of science toxic mm-hmm. drugs. So my teaching, I went to Canada for 4 days and got an introduction to this new medicine. And as their
Wait,
website...
Did you do this, sister?
This was about 4 years ago now. Let me see.
Oh, okay.
4 years ago. 4 or 5 years ago. And their website says it's not an alternative medicine. It's an integrative or not an integrative medicine or complementary medicine. This new medicine is a complete scientific system that's based on 5 biological laws that explain the cause, the development, and above all, the natural healing of all diseases. So I'm going to be bringing out this teaching, this new medicine, because it's so important these days. When I did the show on Sunday and I realized how that Hippocratic oath is not even valid anymore for most physicians, it's time that we learn how to survive in this country without the help of man's medicine. And I'm not a physician. I'm not here to replace anyone's professional advice that they're receiving from a qualified medical professional, but I'm here to share knowledge about the human body and how the information that Dr. Hammer has on their website, it gives precise and amazing biological details. Connection between psyche, which is the emotions, the brain, and the organs. And this man spent 30 years on research, more than 30 years now, because this was several years ago. He spent more than 30 years researching and involved in empirical studies, which means person-to-person contact, and looking at animals and how these same biological laws apply to animals as well. So the biological laws give a picture of the natural process in the brain and the body in both humans and animals and what we go through when we experience unexpected traumas in our life. So once a person resolves the trauma or conflict, these laws explain how the body returns to normal. Everybody goes through traumas and conflicts. But when you are involved in German New Medicine and when you have that knowledge, you can have peace in your body, you can have overstanding, and you can have confidence to have the patience to wait for your body to heal when you follow certain rules about these laws. So German New Medicine is a wake-up call for people who are falling asleep in their doctor's office waiting for the doctor to give them a diagnosis and tell them they're okay or they're not okay or waiting for a test. And so Dr. Harmon's work proves, though, that this magnificent machine called the human body, it's not deficient in aspirin or drugs, but it's really lacking the spiritual nutrients from love, forgiveness, and compassion. These are the most powerful energy in the universe is love. So on this show and Soul Purpose Healing, we're learning to love ourselves again. And we, in order to love ourselves, we have to have knowledge. We have to have overstanding and inner standing to appreciate this awesome temple that we live in, this awesome body, and what it's capable of doing. Unfortunately, in our society, we've been trained to turn to doctors, depend on drugs for answers to our health challenges. But there are many individuals who were trained in medical school who are becoming more aware of the multidimensional nature of every human being, and it's forcing them to make adjustments. So every now and then I hear whistleblowers showing up. We got whistleblowers popping up everywhere, and that's the universe revealing the heart of men and women. It's revealing the heart of men and women.
My phone, sister, is on its last bar. It's beeping.
Okay.
And yes, ma'am, I'll do my best to charge it and tune back in. But you only would have a few minutes, or are you going?
Yeah, I only have, this is an hour show. I scheduled for an hour, so I only have a few minutes. So
okay.
We're going to continue with teaching German New Medicine. This is a field that I need to be sharing because I've studied it for so long now, and I need to be sharing this because people need to wake up. The scriptures warn us that the nations would be led astray by drug sorcery, or in modern terms, that's pharmaceuticals. So there's a loving voice that's saying, come now, let us reason together. Let us seek submission and obedience to a higher, natural, and ultimately strengthening way. Man's traditional medical system of surgery, radiation, chemotherapy, side effects ultimately deceive, weaken, and keep the doctor strings attached. And man's system, traditional medical system, is not the Hippocratic oath that was intended by the physician Hippocrates years ago. So we're going to be bringing that out more and more because we need to tell the truth, and I need to be doing what I've been called to do, and that is to share the knowledge of the new medicine and to help people make the decisions to take charge of their health, especially when it comes to nature, getting out in nature. And I thank Mom AZ for sharing her journey with us, and I'm so grateful for the help that she has in Howard and his fiance. So keep up the good work. You got a threesome there, a good team going.
Yes, ma'am. Thank us, sister.
So
thank
hallelujah.
Us.
Keep singing and have a blessed week.
Yes, ma'am, and you do the same. I'll reach
now
back at you and shalom.
All right. So shalom and aho. We're going to go out with more of the awakening song. And so we say shalom and thank you for tuning in.
Little sister, get that other bad guy to see. Okay, good. Okay, put him on the floor. Stay off the floor. Pass that bag.